Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by today. Before we start with our program today, I would like to give the number out for anyone that would like to call into the program today. Area code, the number to call in is 213-325-3434. And we have another number, area code 646-716-4389. Anyone that would like to call in today to be on the program, area code 646-716-4389. And just scratch the 213, put the 646-716-4389. I am so glad you have tuned into the broadcast today. We hope something will be said today that will enlighten you and help you on your Christian journey. But before we start, let's have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being so good to each and every one of us. This day, dear Heavenly Father, we come and give you the praise, giving you the glory today, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be right now? For those listening on their vehicles, dear Heavenly Father, those traveling up and down the dangerous and the busy highways, we rebuke accidents and mechanical failures with their vehicle, dear Heavenly Father. Those that's tuning in by way of their computer or their cell phones, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Bless their home, bless their family. And Jesus' precious divine holy will, amen, and thank God. Well, today we have a good topic. And our topic today is coming from Acts 2 and 37. And it says, conviction comes by hearing. And the verse is, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? All right. I'll read that again. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? My, my, my. You know, as you read in Acts 2 and 37, and if you want to read the whole one, you can get a better understanding. But time do not permit for me to go all the way through the whole chapter. So I selected one verse. And in some of my main topic words that I picked out, such as repentance, faith, salvation, forgiveness, you know, I'm going to start with salvation. You know, the word of God is able to give assurance of salvation. God's word promised eternal salvation to everyone who received Christ as his or her Lord and Savior. My next word I decided to pull out the word of God was faith. You know, the word of God alone has the power to produce faith. And you'll read in Romans 10 and 17, it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And then another word I picked out was repentance. You know, in Mark 1, and 14, you see repentance by Peter said to them, repent. The message of John the Baptist had prepared the way for this gospel. Respond of repentance and water baptism. And then we came to forgiveness. And you know, that's a big word. Forgiveness. How many of us forgive? And as I was reading this, and thinking on this here, on forgiveness. You know, a lot do not want to forgive, but forgiveness means the act of forgiving or being forgiven. Pardon, other words, the quality of being ready to forgive no matter what. And then, you know, I said, okay, salvation, faith, repentance, forgiveness, And when we came to our topic, conviction comes by hearing. You know, if you don't be convicted when you hear the word of God and you know that you are doing something wrong, that you in sin, I don't understand why it don't convict you. So as I went through, John the Baptist preached with power, but not all who came to him preach repentance. You hear that daily. Some preach with power, not just John the Baptist, but all who came to hear. When you go into the sanctuary, everybody didn't come in to hear what's being preached. They come in with different agendas. Jesus taught with authority, but not all who heard him believed in him. Now, if they didn't believe in Jesus that taught with authority, just think about the men and women of God today that have the word of God and is teaching and preaching with authority. Everyone is not listening. Because if they were, they would change their agenda, their lifestyle on things that they're doing. They will come up out of sin. Because conviction come by hearing. And when you have heard the word of God and you come up out of that, you will be convicted. And as I read on, Peter, Paul, Stephen, Philip, and Apollos and others preached mightily from the word of God, showing that Jesus was the Christ. But not all who heard the evidence believed. How many times do we hear the word of God? But are we believing and taking what we hear? Or are we just letting it go in one ear and fall out on the ground? We have to take the word of God. Listen to the word of God. What's being said? Have your Bible with you. Because if it's something you're doing, that conviction will come. You know, what leads some to repentance? Faith and salvation. While others refuse the same message, it is always conviction when acted upon that brings change. That means change will come in your life. When you've been convicted and you know you have heard the truth, it will change things in your life because you will realize what I've been doing was wrong. I need to change the way I've been thinking, change the things that I've been doing. You're going to be convicted by the word of God, by you hearing and reading the word of God for yourself. It's going to make a change. It's going to see where you've got to turn from the things you've been doing that was not right. You're going to want to come up out of sin. You know, in this sense, conviction is defined as a strong inner feeling of guilt, personal responsibility, and certain that one must give an account to God. That means you have to give an account to God for everything that you do. It's being recorded. It's being written down. So when you know you have been convicted by hearing the truth from the word of God, that means you need to turn. You need to come and ask God for forgiveness. Because you're going to have to give an account one day of each and everything that you've heard that was the truth and you didn't change. God's word is true. Everything that come out of God's word is true. Not everything that come out of man or woman may not be true, but everything that come up out of God's word is true. It is infallible. You know, his judgment promise. And mercy stands sure. People must be convicted of these points and then motivated to action. That means we got to be convicted. I know me personally, myself, if something I've said or done that's not lining up with the word of God, and when I hear the word of God being taught and preached, and I just go back in my fine light mind with me, and say, oh, my God, Lord, I did it. I'm in error. I'm hearing what you're saying. And I did something else contrary to what the word of God said. Lord, that's convicted me. I want to get it right. I got to give an account of what I've done and what I heard that is the truth. Something I may have said or done, not realizing it was wrong. We know right from wrong, which is true. And sometimes we can do some things and say some things thinking it was right. But when we got to the word of God and start reading that scripture, we find out, wait a minute, it's something I did in that particular situation that was not right. It's something I said that didn't come right. So I was convicted. It pricked my heart because I want to get it right before God. I don't want to be walking around thinking I got it all together when I'm deadly wrong. And that moved me to action, to take action. Then God forgive me for what I said or what I did or even what I thought. Because I may have thought something wrong, thinking it was right. And Lord, when I started reading, when you took me to some scriptures and I found out I was dead wrong, forgive me, Lord. I come to you because I want to be and hear what you are saying to him. I don't want to go by what my mind is telling me and what somebody else is saying. If they're not coming from the word of God, I can be in error. And Lord, I don't want to be in error, so that means I need to be accountable for what I did, my action. I need to get it right. And I know God's word is true. I know his judgment, his promise, and his mercy stand sure. And that's what I have to stand on. It's his judgment. It's his promise that he have given us. It's over 7,000 promises, 700 and more promises in the word of God. And I want to get it right. You know, the Jews awaited a promised Messiah, often reject Jesus because of the Jews. You know, unbelief. People like the Samaritans and the Gentiles of Asia could have had the gospel message preached to them. Then they could respond in faith and be saved. You know, down through history, men have preached God's word faithfully. And when you read and when you hear the word of God, you'll see down through the ages, you can go back and hear sermons after sermon, hearing the word of God, even hearing some of your foreparents tell you some things through history where God's word is faithful. It's true. God's word don't lie. Now all who are shown their need for Christ will believe in him. It is impossible to move people to action with words they don't feel pertain to them. And you know, there's so many times that we lose people with our words and action because we come across with such big words or such long dialect and some things that people on a low self-esteem or their vocabulary is not maybe as much as yours. And you have went over their head when you could have just used some simple words to be able to reach them. And you know, not all who show their need for Christ will believe in him. We have to show them daily, show them love, caring with them, tearing with them. We have to let our actions show the right way. To let them know that God hears them too. They want to know, how do I get a prayer through? Is God hearing my prayer? Because I don't feel like I'm hearing him. If so many people today are saying, I don't hear from God. Do he hear me? Am I praying right? Is my assurance of salvation? Is my faith right? Have I repented? Have I asked for forgiveness? You know, all this play a part in being conviction come by hearing, because we want the message of God to penetrate us, change us, turn us from our wicked ways. Because we want to hear from God. We don't want to go around just feeling day after day, because he's hearing us. But are we hearing what he's saying back to us? Are we taking time to listen to God? And, you know, that's what we need to do today. It's all right to be conviction, have conviction come upon you. That lets you know that God wants you to get it right. He don't want you to walk around with a sad face and think, go to him, repent, so you can hear what the preacher is saying, what the evangelist is saying, what the prophet is saying. But make sure it's lining up with the word of God. And when they bring you these topics and these truths, let them back it up with scripture. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm telling you, conviction comes by hearing and coming from Acts 2 and 37. And we have a caller that came on the air. Caller, would you like to say something this morning? We'd love to hear from you. And if you just want to listen, we can understand. But we're so glad that you came in to Joy and Peace Outreach today. We're talking about conviction comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's the only way we're going to be convicted, is we got to hear the word of God. You know, and on the other hand, when an individual realize that they must personally pay the full penalty for their sin, they will seek to be free from that debt. They can only obtain this freedom through God's approval and forgiveness. And that's what we want today for each and every person that's listening in today. We want you to have God's approval and forgiveness, not ours. Well, we have a guest that wants to speak today. Good morning, guest. You're not on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hi.
How are you?
How you doing?
Yes, fine.
I guess you know who this is.
This is Minister Cliff from Arkansas. How are you doing this morning, Minister Cliff?
I'm doing just fine. I'm tired, ready to go back to the house.
Okay.
You know what? You said in Acts 2 and 37. I couldn't help but remember the next verse after that, which is 38.
Uh-huh.
If I'm right, that verse says, I hate to embarrass myself. I think it says, it just escaped my memory brain. But anyway, I'm tired, so that's my issue.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read it. The word of God say, the word of God say, not me, but the word of God say, then repent. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one
of
you.
That's it. That was my thought, my mind. I don't know why I go with my first thought. They say, go with your first thought. Conveys to us Christians who are been baptized and reborn again. Once we're born again for the first time, people think that, I'm not perfect, which is the devil's lie. We're just forgiven. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about anybody else on the BTR or the archives, but I repent every day.
All right.
As a human being, I'm going to sin. It may
all
not
right.
be on purpose. It may not be intentional, on purpose. But it's every day because, number one, we're flesh and blood. We're not created to be perfect, but we're created to be like him.
Uh-huh.
I never told God, when I say that I'm going to be perfect, never told him that. But people betray us, put us on pedestals. I'm scared of heights. Don't put me on a pedestal because I will fall. And if, when I fall, not if, when I fall, they're going to say, well, shoot, he wasn't about nothing in the first place. No, I didn't get into something that I was about something, that I was going to be perfect. But, you know, we celebrate people, we celebrate what they're doing and not for who they are. I thank God that God is God. I don't thank God because he done this, done that. I thank him for who he is.
All right. Amen.
What's going on? But I ain't going to go that route right now.
You know, even on that verse, you know, on verse 38, it says, if you want to follow Christ, you must repent of your sins, turn to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And to repent means to return from sin, to change the direction of your life from selfishness and rebellious against God. Law. At the same time, you must turn to Christ, depending on him for forgiveness, mercy, guardians, purpose. We cannot serve ourselves. Only God can save us. You know, baptism identifies us with Christ and with the community of believers. It is a condition of discipline and a sign of faith. You know, my. You know, and as we, you know, we went back up to 37. It said, after Peter's powerful, spirit-filled message, the people were deadly moved and asked. Were deeply moved and asked, what should we do? You know, this is a basic question we must ask ourselves. It is not enough to be sorry for your sin. We must repent, ask God to forgive us, and then, like forgiveness, other people, we must ask them for forgiveness. You know, have God spoken to you through his word or through the word of another believer today? Like Peter, audience asked God what you should do and then obey. You know, that's what we should do, what we should do and obey. Ask God. They're telling you about repentance. You know, once you repent to God and go to God, so you can hear what he's saying. But long as you're living in sin and doing what you want to do, thanking Uncle Doris, thanking nobody right but you, and you dead wrong, you know, we have to ask God, God, what do you want me to do? What you want me to go? Where you want me to, what you want me to say? And in verse 39, it says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. My. You know, and with father, and with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourself from this unforward generation. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Mr. Clear?
Oh, yeah. Great, wasn't important, but I said, you know, some of us as born-again believers have the audacity to talk down to people and expect God to receive our praise. And I hope she listens to this broadcast right now. I don't call her name, but she knows who she is. She calls herself a prophet. And I don't think whether you're a prophet, bishop, pastor, minister, deacon, whatever, you don't have the right to talk down to God's people because, number one, it's not godly. You know, and it broke my heart when I heard that some woman called into a show about a testimony that she was having a problem with her husband and he was cheating on her and she wanted some guidance. And as she was trying to tell her story, the lady kept interrupting her and saying, no, wait, that's not right, you're all wrong. I'm thinking to myself, how do you know she's wrong when she's telling you her story? You won't let her finish. If she is wrong, you have that call, that's the right to call. And I wanted to call in so bad and just say some things I shouldn't have thought about saying, but God said, no, hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles.
All right.
It kills me when people who are godly, I'm not saying we're all perfect, but So we gotta watch ourselves, how we treat folks, and me included. I'm not the best person to talk nice to everybody, cause I'm not. I have my ways too. But if someone's coming on my show looking for some godly advice, I'm gonna shut up and allow them to speak their piece. And when they get through, then I'm gonna see what I have to say. And if it's godly sound advice, if they hurt them, they will help them. To call her a prophetess, she got mad at me 1 year for turning her down for she wanted to come to Arkansas. And I told her no, because I knew where her kids were. This is before I was married, before I was dated later, I got married to, I was still single. And I have asked questions, well, why are you coming to Arkansas? What's the Arkansas for you to come here? Well, I want to come see you. I said, well, you don't want to come see me. I get you a hotel room. I get you a room where you're going to pay for it, but you didn't come to spend night with me. That didn't happen. Because I'm home to the man of God, and you're a woman of God, and here we're doing ungodly things. And we know what we're talking about. We all adults here. But I told her, no, she got mad. Okay, you got mad? All right, I'm going to put this demon out of you, the demon of lust for fornication out of you. She hung up my face. So that really tells me, well, are you really called to be a pastor? Are you really called to be this, called to be that? I don't see the fruit. Because if I was there, you should know a tree by its fruit.
So, you know, it comes back to our topic. Conviction comes by hearing. A person got to be convicted to know that they're doing something wrong. And until you realize that, you know, you can continue on doing the same thing. But when you're convicted and you hear the word of God, you're going to turn from your wicked way. You're going to turn and do what God wants you to do. You're going to hear the word of God and apply it to your life. You know, and that's what we're talking about today. Conviction comes by hearing the word of God. Not just from us, but hearing and reading for ourselves with the word of God. You know, so mighty was the convincing power of the Holy Spirit that there was an immediate response from the audience without any invitation or appeal from Peter. They cried out, what shall we do? You know, and the question was prompted by a deep sense of guilt. They now realized that the Jews whom... raised from the dead and was now exalted in heaven. This being so, how could these guilty murderers possibly escape judgment? No, they heard. They was convicted. And when Peter answered was that they should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And that's what needs to happen today. Repent. And if you're not baptized or need to be rebaptized, first they had to repent and acknowledge their guilt and taking side with God against themselves. You know, and after they was baptized, the remission of their sin, there was teaching where we go right back to salvation by baptism. And many people insisted that this be precise, that it does mean. You know, and we have different passages we can go to, and a dozen passages of salvation is said to be by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we apart from baptism. And you'll find that in Luke 23 and 43. And the Savior is not stated to have baptized anyone. A stranger omission if baptism is essential to salvation. And you know, we have to hear the word of God for ourselves. We have to be the ones convicted. When we know we have done wrong and we know we need to repent and be forgiven. And they all, you know, they can only obtain this freedom within themselves through God's approval and forgiveness. God is the one to forgive us. We can go to man all day long, But God is the one to forgive us of any and everything that we have done. You know, they are approved and forgiven by grace through faith. Through your faith. That's why we go back, the word of God alone has the power to produce faith. And when we go back and read Romans 10 and 17, it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. We got to hear it and put it to practice. Not just let it drop to stony ground, but we need to hear the word of God for ourselves. People can talk to you all day long and tell you, but until you read that word for yourself, let God minister to you as you read that word. And I'm going to turn over here to Romans 10 right now and pick up something else with this scripture on 10 and 17. It's so important that we understand what God is saying. On 10 and 17, it says, so faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing good news about Christ. We have to have the good news, have to hear it. We just can't go off half-cocked. We have to hear the word of God, because when the book is open, he's going to read everything off. Where you've been in church, you talk, you pass notes, you gum, you chew candy. But while the man and the woman of God was going forth, was you listening? Evidently, you wasn't listening, because you went right back out of the sanctuary the same way you come in. You should have been changed. You should have went back out telling others, what thus said the Lord. Got yourself straight and be able to minister to others. Because you was convicted by the Spirit of God. You have to realize what you was doing wasn't right. And so that made you pick up the word of God and say, wait a minute. This is what Jesus is saying. But I've been saying and doing, I got to repent. I got to turn from my wicked ways. I need to get myself together before God. And that's what's got to take place, Minister Clear, is to be repent, you know. Receive Christ in your life, him or her, whoever it may be. And all you can do is tell, you can't, as they say, you can take the horse to the trough, you can't make him drink. Well, all you can do is tell a person what the word of God says. But when you tell them the word of God, have your scriptures ready where they can go back if they don't have their Bibles there, where they can read it for themselves, say, this is what God says, not what Cliff said or not what Sadie say, but that's why I read it from the word of God. That way people can get what the word is saying. Not just take my word. I've got my Bibles all open up going from the word of God. That way they can be convicted by hearing the word of God, knowing what the truth is. And I think I'll go on and read some more of Acts 2. Down to 42. And the word of God say, and they continue steadfast in the apostles' decree and fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayer. And 43 says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs was done by the apostles. They was hearing and seeing now. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Here they all believed. That means they believed what they had heard. And sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And in verse 46 said, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple. That means there was on one accord in the temple. They wasn't going all their separate ways and trying to listen and talking all kind of stuff. They was all on one accord. They had been convicted. They repented. They was listening now. And breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat, and with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Did God add to the church daily? It's not God that add to the church daily, but he want us to be able to preach the word where it would be conviction to men and women, boys and girls. What we're saying from the word, that's why it's so important that when we bring something from the word of God, let the people open their Bibles and read. And we read from the word of God what thus say the word of God. He may give some interpretation more past the word of God from, you know, just what they're reading. He have endowed within you powers at the time, but to go a little bit further, but make it plain to the people what God is saying. And they have to be convicted first. When they hear the word, if they're not convicted by the word of God, that means they haven't heard a thing. They're going about their activities daily, doing the same thing, in and out, the same old, same old. But it's time for them to change. It's time for them to turn. Fail. To be able to, or God can approve of what is going on. Did you have something else you would like to say, Minister Cliff?
I have a real quick question. I'm hitting hit my very last time for the day. Would you mind if I do a quick prayer? Because something's on my spirit. I just need to get out.
Okay.
Right now. Okay. If you don't mind, I'm asking permission.
You got permission because somebody, whatever you're going through right now, somebody may need to hear that in a prayer. So go ahead and pray.
Okay. Father God, we just ask you right now to forgive us of all our sins that we have not yet done, especially the ones we have committed in the past and think we're so bold and brave to do it over again. God, forgive us for us that we think we can do the same old cycle and have the same old meaning expecting different results. God, we know that you are the God of all gods, the King of Lord of Lords, God. We just ask you to render our hearts for fertile ground so you may see a good work in us and complete it as done, because you are the author and finisher of our faith. God, we just ask you that no matter what we go through in life, no matter who we see or what we do or how we think, we ask that our thoughts, our words, our deeds are done in your name, God. God, we can't live this life without you. We dare not get up in the morning and say that this is the day that you have made, God, and we shall rejoice, not have a pity party, not be sad about it, but rejoice and be glad in it, God. We just ask you to forgive us from the people that have hurt us, to reclaim the friendship that our parents, our sisters and brothers, or whoever that come across our path, God. God, we ask you right now for those people who do not know your son and the part of their sins, God, we ask you to save them right now, God. Let them know that there is reality and serving a true and living God, Father God. God, we ask you that no matter who makes us upset, makes us mad, that we have a loving and forgiving heart toward this person or persons. God, that you are the creator of all things. We ask you right now in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, because prayer is needed, Minister Cliff. And I don't want to tell nobody that they can't pray because, see, I didn't know what God had on your heart. And if that means for you to repent openly, everybody listening, not just in your secret closet, you wanted to get that off of your chest, off of your heart, because you want to hear from God. You was convicted this morning on something that you felt strongly in your heart about somebody or something that was said, and you said, Lord, let me get this off now. And that's the way somebody listening in right now may need to do the same thing right where they are. They may need to go in and ask God to ask for repentance, where they can hear what God have for them, because, you know, God have a lot of things for us to do, places for us to go to minister, but we can't go forward with God if we still stuck. You know,
amen.
And we got to come unstuck. We got to be right. And the only reason we gonna be right is we got to be listening to the word of God, you know. And, you know, I thank God for this conviction today, because somebody may not come on the line today that feel the need, but I hope that they listen to it sometime or to the archive and realize we all don't have it together. And conviction gonna come in our life. And if it's hurting anybody today that's listening on the line, just say, ouch, because we want to get it right. We don't want nothing to stand in our way of God. We want to hear what thus saith the Lord. We want to hear it right. And when we are not sure, we pick up the word of God and read. Okay, God, I made a blunder today. God, forgive me. I repent to you. Lord, show me the right way. God, I want to hear your voice. And, you know, a lot of people for conviction, too, they don't know the voice of God. They don't know how to hear the voice of God. Some people's got to be taught to know the voice of God. And unless you are hearing and reading the word of God where God can speak to you, you won't hear the word of God. And so that's why we're coming on today where somebody may be convicted in their spirit today. On that verse on Acts 2 and 37, and when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? You know, I mean, my, you know, either as I was reading that through that by Peter, you know, Peter, hearers were both convicted, convinced and convicted. Not only convicted, they was convinced on what they was hearing. They were cut to the heart. And that means sometime we're going to be cut to the heart on some things that we have said or done. And when we start hearing the word of God, when we start reading the word of God and God starts speaking to us, some things we're going to be convicted with that we have said or done, or the way we looked, the way we answered the person that was wrong, you know. And Peter's was saying they was cut to the heart by the realization that they had put to death God's Messiah. Just think about how men and women would put each other to death right now. A lot of people are in prison and other places, even in their own mind. They're in bondage with what you've said. They ask what they might do to be delivered from this awful guilt. Some people walk around with guilt for years. Can't hear from God, don't know which way to go, depressed, want to throw in the towel. But God is saying, repent. And conviction coming by. When you're feeling that guilt, you mean you're being convicted. So you need to get it right. Find out. Read the word. God, go to your pastor. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, pick up the word. Say, God, direct me to scriptures that I need to read that's going to help me with this here. Because I want to hear everything you say. When I lead the service, a Bible study night or the Sunday worship service, I want to be able to know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm hearing from you, that I'm not hearing from nothing else, no other entity but you, God. I want to hear your voice. Let me know when I'm hearing your voice. You're speaking directly to me through your word. And as you read the word of God, you're going to hear God speaking through his word. And all you have to do is have an ear to hear. And if you don't understand, ask God for wisdom. Ask him for knowledge and clarity of what he's telling you. That way you won't go wrong. You know, and as we went to verse 38, people replied that God's mercy could forgive even this sin, no matter what sin come up in your life. And a twofold response was required to repent and to be baptized in the name of Jesus, the Christ. To repent would mean to turn right about faith from their sinful ways and confess faith in Jesus as their Messiah. You know, and this repentance, the Spirit. You know, the results would be the forgiveness of their sin, the reception of the gift of the Holy Spirit. The reception of the Holy Spirit is not dependent upon baptism, but is following baptism, which is the outward visible sign of a penitent spirit. In that early church, converts were baptized without delay. So being baptized and receiving the Spirit were particular spontaneously at that time. So, you know, we have to repent because we want everything that God has for us. We want to hear. And then you go left. But soon as you didn't find or go get what he told you by going left, he didn't tell you left, he told you right. So then that means you wasn't listening, you wasn't hearing, you wanted to do what you wanted to do. And God wanted you to hear what he was saying. So we have to shut ourselves off sometime and just let God minister to us so we can hear what he wants for our life. We don't want to run out there with a bastard ministry or run out there doing this, doing that, and not hearing from God. We want to hear directly from God. We want to, when the book of life is open up, we want to be read that when I told you to do so-and-so, you heard me, you went and did so-and-so, or I told you to just sit in prayer and you prayed. You read the scriptures. You did what I told you to do. Go on the fast. Listen to God when he say fast. Make sure it's of God. Where you hearing? So he'll be prepare you for the fast. And I just use that as an example. But we, as men and women of God, have to get down to hearing God, hearing what God is really saying to us individually. What is God telling us? You know, we can listen to this one say that one, this one say that, and that one say that. They hear from God. But what did God tell you in your spirit that you can reach that other person in that spirit? That way y'all can come to an agreement on hearing the word of God. And it comes to a time convicted. You know, and conviction comes by hearing the word of God. So that lets you know today, if you're doing anything contrary to the will of God, and you are not being convicted, it's something sadly wrong. Because you're going to be convicted when you hear the word of God, and you're going to come up out of that sin that you're in. But now if you don't come up out of it, that means you love what you're doing. You don't want to hear what God's saying. You want to hear what everybody else saying instead of listening to God that will save your life, to save your soul. So we have to be so careful on our hearing to make sure we're hearing by God and being convicted when we hear. Did you have something, Minister Cliff?
Yeah, I just got mad. I'm sorry, my wife had called me. She had talking about some kind of school thing. No, that's just what I wanted to do, and I was convicted just when I said that to you. But, you know, I was really asking permission first. That's, mm-hmm. That's just how I was raised. It's called respect.
I
said a whole lot better because there were some things I've done to people that I've literally sinned against. And although God did not actually command me to go to him personally and say, will you forgive me? But I went to God and said, God, will you please, if I don't ever see them again, will you forgive them for me? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people think that we have to go to the person. That person can make 1,000 miles away. You never have to see the person again in life. But as long as your heart is right, that's what matters. Because some people can't have lip service. Oh, my God. I'm about to hurt somebody now. And say, oh, I'm sorry about the lips, but what does the heart really say?
Uh-huh.
If the heart ain't right, you ain't right. Hello?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of folks don't like me personally because I'm too real when I do preach. I'm real. That's what God almost called us to be. Don't be taking the funk or sugarcoating us. The God ain't sugarcoating Jack. So when we get to heaven, God ain't going to say, well, you know what, you did this and did that. I'll let you come on in for a little bit. No, we ain't right. We ain't getting in the game to happen. I'm sorry. I ain't tell y'all that, but that's the real deal. That's the real deal. That book of Matthew says that, you know, we're going to gonna be knocking, and I'm just paraphrasing. And he says, "Look, you're gonna say, Lord, Lord, let me in. Then now, you know what's in your name?" Then he's gonna say, "I never knew you. Depart from me."
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hear them words.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear these words. Thou good and faithful servant.
All right.
Because I'm trying to get it right down here on earth now. Like I said, I ain't gonna be perfect. I'm human like everybody. But once I know I'm doing wrong, clear. Fix this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like Bishop Brown. Self, huh? Woo, thank you, Jesus.
This is a dressing room for us to get it right in. And, you know, since you say the prayer, for those that may not know what to do right now, all conviction come by hearing and to hear the word of God, I'm going to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus, Savior Christ. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10. That your sheep know your voice. Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. Ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us your voice distinct and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask your increase, your anointing on each one of us to clearly hear and to know your voice and not that of a stranger. We ask you to do this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to let us hear your voice today, dear Heavenly Father. Let us be convicted in our hearts and soul, dear Heavenly Father. If it's anything that we have done or said to anyone, dear Heavenly Father, that was not of God, dear Heavenly Father, that we didn't hear the word when the word was presented to us, dear Heavenly Father, when the word was read to us, when the word was preached to us, dear Heavenly Father, we felt short of hearing and taking that word on to share with others. We've been being convicted today, Lord. We want to ask you for repent, dear Heavenly Father. We come to you repenting today, dear Heavenly Father, for everything that we heard that we did not heed to today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it prick our heart, dear Heavenly Father, that we may not sin against thee, dear Heavenly Father, that we may get it right over on this side, dear Heavenly Father, because time is long as it has been, dear Heavenly Father, and we want to get it right with you right now, dear Heavenly Father. We take this time out for the program right now, dear Heavenly Father, to get each individual house cleaned up, dear Heavenly Father. You already know what's in each house, dear Heavenly Father, but we ask you to come in right now, Lord. Clean us up. Let us be fit for the kingdom of God, dear Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer today in Jesus' precious and divine will. Amen and thank
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I'm going to play a little of this song, say, encourage yourself. You've repented to God today. You don't have to wait till somebody come along to encourage you. You can encourage yourself. And I'm going to play that a little while because I feel somebody else need this help. Somebody might need to be able to encourage themselves a little. Thought I was going to play it. I better say it like that.
That's funny.
Sometimes you have to speak victory to
Well, I thought I would play that because somebody might have been on the line today that it might have been lowering their spirit, being convicted by hearing. And so I just want to let you know today that you can encourage yourself. Once you have come in the realization of hearing the word of God, you have repented from your sin. Your faith should be building up, your salvation. You ask for forgiveness, and you can encourage yourself. You don't have to have anybody to encourage. You can be there with Jesus and encourage yourself. And, you know, as I was reading in the Word of God, when I put conviction comes by hearing, you know, conviction is the inner emotional part of faith. And saving faith requires an inner conviction that the intellectual knowledge is true. And without conviction, one cannot be saved. You know, then we came up when I thought about, okay, conviction, action. Okay, you got to take action. And this is the outward component of saving faith. Faith without work is dead. And James 2:20 say, a person who hears the gospel and believe it to be true is still not saved unless he apply the gospel to himself. The lack of action proves his faith is incomplete. It is not true, saving faith. You have to still hear the gospel and believe it to be true. A lot of people hear it, but they don't take it for face value. It is true when they hear the word of God. They're going to put days, that it in it, that in it, that's what it is. But if you believe what the word of God says, he left the Bible here, this basic instruction, for us to go by. He left it here for us to be able to hear and read the word of God. As you read in the word of God, God will speak through you. You will hear him as you read, no matter what chapter you read in. You start reading and meditating that word, God going to go to revelating, and you're going to hear his voice back to you. And Cliff, I know you have that experience that even as you ride up and down the road, you're dialoguing and talking with God, and when you close your mouth, you can hear God speaking to you. Am I right?
You are so right. I just told him about that the other day that sometimes I get my sermons from being up down this highway. And that is like just wow.
That's right. You can even pass
10-minute sermon in 2 seconds fast. I have to, but you know it's all God.
You can be passing somewhere, might see a billboard, and that billboard, something on that billboard caught your eye. And when you get further down the highway, God will go to speak into your spirit, and you go to say, where that come from? And then he'll bring it back to your memory. Remember 15 miles back, you saw a billboard say something, doesn't so. And he'll give, just like you just said, he'll give you a topic, a sermon. And then you go home and go to, wait a minute, let me write this down. Let me search the scriptures for this here. And that's when I came up with the topic, conviction comes by hearing. Because if people never hear the word of God and read what the words say, and they living in sin, doing things of sin, how are they going to be convicted? They got to hear the word of God. Because if you know you're doing something wrong, you continue on doing it. You thinking it's right. But once you hear through the word of God, what you are doing and what you are saying is not right, you're going to say, wait a minute, I've been living like this here. I've been living like a drunk all these years. Nobody never told me. I never went to church. I didn't pick up my Bible. And when I heard Sister so-and-so, or Brother so-and-so, or Deacon so-and-so, or Prophet so-and-so, Evangelist so-and-so, or the preacher saying, I thought, they don't know what they're talking about. Let me go get me another drink. But when I read that word for myself, I was convicted. I had to repent and turn away from my wicked ways. And that's when you get testimonies now from people. They said, you know, I thought what mama was saying and what daddy was saying, because they stayed in church all the time. I was tired of going to church. I've heard people say, when I got grown, I said, I ain't going back to church. They made me go to YBTU. They made me go to Sunday school because they wanted you to hear the word of God for yourself. But then you got grown and said, well, I ain't going back to that church. I was listening to a lot of people doing an outreach just last week. How many people was not in church? How many people was not saved? When I asked them different questions, and they said, well, I haven't been to church in years, or I don't go to church. Okay, what do you do? Do you ever pick up your Bible and read it? No. I have one somewhere at the house. But don't you know it say thus and so? Wait a minute, I got a little small one in my prayer. Let me put it out and let you read it for yourself. Don't take my word here. I want you to read it in black and white for yourself. And when they started reading different chapters and they looked at me, they was convicted, they was pricked in their heart. And like we were saying, Minister Cliff, how we can come up with a topic what God will put on your in your spirit. Because I was ministering, writing down too many people's names for something else, and they were saying they wasn't saved. They haven't been to church. They didn't read the Bible. Well, do you realize, haven't you come across somebody told you that two men ain't got no business living together and living in sin like you doing? I don't mean just an ordinary roommate living in a separate room, but did you know two women ain't got no business talking about this my woman and all this? Did you know that was sin? Did you wasn't going to church where you heard? No, I wasn't hearing it. Some of them. Okay, well, let me find it here so you can read it for yourself. I ain't going to read it. I'm going to let you read it. Then I explain to you what God is saying. That means they were convicted by the word of God. They heard it. And we are going to be judged by what we hear. If we done heard and we still doing what we done heard, no, it's not right, we ought to be convicted.
Yeah. So, you know,
hey, I'm hoping somebody, you know, you heard what was said. It might not been a message that tickled your fancies today, Minister Cliff, but when you heard me talking about conviction, come by hearing, when you start hearing me talking about repentance, faith, salvation, forgiveness, you was on the air talking about something totally different from the topic, but when it hit your conscious mind, you said, wait a minute, let me go right now, Lord. The Lord put it upon you. Let me pray and ask God for forgiveness, because it's some things I've been had in my mind and in my heart that's not right, and I know I'm hearing the word of God. I want to be repented now because it's pricking my heart, and I thank you for sharing that, Minister Cliff, on the air today, because it's a lot may tune into this program, and it's a lot may not. But if you know you're doing something contrary to the will of God, and you are not hearing what the word of God is saying to you, I hope today that you turn. Don't go by what overseer say, the elder say, but get that Bible yourself. Pick it up. Say, God, I've been living in sin. I want to be approved by you, but for me to be approved by you, I got to ask you for forgiveness. I got to repent. I need salvation. And for sure, I need faith. I don't have faith worth a hill of beans. So, Lord, I need all them things today. I need repentance. I need faith. I need salvation. I need approval, and I sure enough need forgiveness. And you the one to come. Man can't give me salvation. Man can't give me the faith. Man can't give me forgiveness. Man can't approve me. Man can't ask me to, you know, he can tell me to repent, but I got to come to you, God. I can't just repent within myself. I got to come to Heavenly Father today. Would I come to you repenting? Because I have heard the word today that have been brought broken down, not whooping and a hollering, not pulling on my ear, grabbing up my leg, but heard the woman of God bringing scriptures by scriptures, telling me, even in the word of God, about Peter, Paul, Stephen, Philip, Apollos, I heard that they had preached. And I knew, listening, showing that Jesus was the Christ. But they all didn't believe him. But, Lord, I want to believe. I got too much evidence not to believe. So that's where we are today, audience, on convicted. Come by hearing. We each have been convicted today. In some part of our life, in our spirit, man, we have been convicted. Whether it was a deed, whether it was something we said, something we've done, something that should have been said, something that should have been clarified that we just let went on. We could have done our best while we was at church. Instead of listening to what the man and woman of God was telling us that God had given them, they had studied on it, God had put it in their spirit what to share with us. On the line just say, oh, well, I'll come hear what they're saying. No, let me be convicted. Whatever we thought wrong of that woman of God or that man of God that was on the day, Lord, forgive her. We repent. Because all they're doing is trying to tell us about the word of God, how we can hear from you, Lord. We want to hear from you. But the only way we're going to hear from you, we have to pick up the word of God. We have to read these scriptures. We have to go to the church where other believers are assembled. We have to associate ourselves with more true believers. Everything that's in the word is true. So, you know, we have to listen to that today. We have to really let it prick our heart. Because we want to do what's right. What thus saith the Lord? We want to give him praise and honor today. So I thank you all so much for listening to us today on Conviction Come by Hearing. And I hope something was said today that would help somebody. Even when I play this song, encourage yourself today. Don't keep yourself down and on a guilt trip. Next time you go to the house of the Lord, go with a clean heart and a clean mind that you want to hear the word of God being taught. Go to your Bible study class. Go to groups that is teaching and preaching the word of God. You don't just have to listen to me, but hear someone that will tell you the truth and let you know where you are standing, where you are falling short, because we all fall short. We don't all have it together. That's why we are studying each and every day of our life. That's why I come on bringing things God give me that will not only help you all, but help me too. It helping me first before I bring it to you. And we want to preach with power. We want to preach repentance. Because that's what we need now. With all the things going around on the earth today, we need to hear God. We see the times. We see the seasons. We see the things that's going on right now. But are you heeding to what you not only seen, but from what you have heard, the word of God telling you? The preacher are preaching it. The women of God is preaching it and letting you know. So it's best that if we take time today, almost persuaded will never save you. And they're going to be almost. We got to hear to know what that word of God is saying. It's going to come a time where you may not have the Bible, but if you have it in your heart, in your belly, and stored in your mind from hearing the word of God being preached, being taught, so that's all you may have one day. It's the word of God on what you have heard. Because God's word is true. And we want to leave that with you today. Carry God's word along with you today. And remember the things I have said, what leads some to repentance, faith, salvation, while others refuse that same message, it is always conviction when acted upon that you got to be convicted where it will bring a change in your life. Minister Cliff, I am so glad that you came on the line today and shared what you did. Thank God for the prayer that you prayed and ask God to renew each and every person's mind that may have come on the line today, even in the archives later on. That is something that we said from the word or prayer or something you said, even given the examples that will help and share someone along this Christian journey. That's all we're about, trying to steer someone closer to Christ, not to pull you closer to Christ. So we hope it was something convicted you today through the word of God, that you will start today on hearing the word of God, and that you will repent and turn from sin, whatever it may be in your life today. And until next week, we're going to leave with you. Be blessed. We love you and hope you can come back next week and attend or hear, listen, or call in to Join Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. We want you to have a blessed and a prosperous and a wonderful week ahead. And have a wonderful day, Minister Cliff. I'm going to play just a little, encourage yourself on our way out.